When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 9th edition. We have an 8-game slate on tap for tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend. NFL Week 1 Sunday in the books. Lots of fun, lots of fireworks. Baseball is still ramping up and going strong. September baseball at its finest. Lots of good stuff there. So if you ever have any questions or anything, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. I'm in the chat over at the Fantasy Sports DGens in the Slack chat all the time and in the member TQE for the Quant Edge. So come check us out there. If you want to get in on the NFL at the Quant Edge, you get $25 off the season pass. Instead of $149, it's $124.99. You can get the betting pass for $149 instead of $199, or you can get the all-inclusive with everything for $249 instead of $299 by using promo code Bubba. Guys had a big weekend over there this weekend. Big, big weekend. Highly recommend checking out thequantedge.com. So much content that Elliot and the guys are putting out. Well worth the price of admission. All right, 8-game banger on tap. Let's talk. There's really no weather to worry about. The totals, Braves, Phillies, 8.5. Diamondbacks, Mets, 7.5. Brewers, Marlins, 8.5. Yankees, Red Sox, 10. A's, Astros, 9.5. Pirates, Giants, 8. Indians, Angels, 9. Cubs, Padres, 8. So really some nice totals in here. Some good pitchers, some spots to attack for sure. But overall, some niceness to talk about. We got 4 guys over 10K, 6 guys 9K and above. And we'll group the 10K and above this time. Bieber at 11-7 at the Anaheim Angels is a very interesting option here. The Biebs has been great. 2.89 road ERA, averaging 25.5 on the road. Faced the Angels once this year, 9 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks for 36 points. 29, 23, 23, 20.5, 19, 32, 35, 21, 47. So 20 or more in 8 of his last 9 starts for the Biebs. Very, very consistent. The thing we always talk about with Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, you worry about their K rate, but it's up to 21.2% now as they're starting to strike out more and more as the season goes on. Bieber's a minus 145 road favorite in this matchup, bringing his 31% K rate and 45% ground ball rate into the game. Angels have a 4.1 team totals. Lefties do it 317, righties 278. It's not like the lock button matchup you'd expect from an 11-7, but his ownership will be extremely low, and he could be a very, very nice GPP play tonight. He's super expensive, but is in play. Right below him is Jacob deGrom. Should be a lot popular and technically better spot for him. $11,200 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's faced Arizona once this year for 23.4 points. He's had a couple rocky starts for his standards, 12.6, 18.8 in his last 2, going 7 in both, but 4 earned in each. He's got at least 7 innings in 8 of his last 9 starts, he's gone at least 7 innings, and he has 22 or more in 6 of those last 8, because the last 2 didn't go so well. Strikeout machine, as you'd expect from Jacob deGrom. Great cash game play tonight with that GPP upside. Arizona strikes out about 21% of the time. DeGrom minus 230. Home favorite in this matchup in Arizona, 2.75 team total is the lowest on the slate. As lefties 285, righties 248. First Jacob deGrom. So deGrom is a phenomenal play at 11-2. My top play up top. Bieber makes for a nice pivot, but deGrom is a great play at 11-2. Paxton has been better of late, but I'm going to avoid the Yankees Red Sox for all the costs because anything can happen there. And Aaron Nola at 10-4. Really good play here at home against Atlanta. 2.85 home ERA compared to 4.72 on the road, averaging 21 points per start at home. He's faced Atlanta 4 times this year, averaging 21 points per start against Atlanta. Recent home starts, 22 against the Mets, 29 against Chicago, the Cubs, 35 against the White Sox, 21 against Atlanta, a hiccup against the Dodgers. So about 5 straight really, really good starts at home for Aaron Nola. And again, he has Atlanta, 22.5% K rate versus righties. Nola, 27% K rate, near 50% ground ball rate is pretty darn good. And Atlanta's got teams total just below four. Lefties 283, righties 308 versus Nola. So it's weird because the big boys, like Paxton's facing Boston, Bieber's facing the Angels, who can be sneaky at times. Arizona can even be sneaky. And then Nola's got the Braves. So you're facing some really good teams. The Braves have won like 9 of their last 10 or something like that. So they're all really good pitchers, but in really interesting spots. I rank it out DeGrom, Bieber, then Nola. That's the way I'd go about it if you're paying up. That's my philosophy there. DeGrom, Bieber, Nola is where I'd be looking. Now, when you go to the 8 and the 9K range, Mad Bum, $9,200 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mad Bum at home, different than Mad Bum on the road. At home, 2.83 ERA, averaging about 20 DK points per start. On the road, a 5 ERA, averaging about 12.4. He's faced Pittsburgh once this year, got you 15 DraftKings points. Recent home starts, 32 against San Diego, 35 against Oakland, 25 against Philly. He's been outstanding at home. The road starts are going to scare people off. He's been very, very good in the friendly confines of AT&T Ballpark or whatever the heck they call it now. Mad Bum facing a Pirates team. The bugaboo with the Pirates, they suck versus lefties, but they don't strike out versus lefties. 18% K rate versus lefties. Bumgarner, 25% K rate, 36.5% ground ball rate. Pittsburgh's got the second lowest team total at 3.5. Lefties 251, righties 321, but a 295 wOBA and a 143 ISO for the Pirates versus left-handed pitching. Really, really good spot for Mad Bum at 92. If you don't want to go into the five-figure price range, Mad Bum's a good way to start your lineups at 9,200. One of my top plays on the day is Kyle Hendricks at the San Diego Padres, $8,800. The only caveat here is he's been great at home this year, 1.77 home ERA, 5.2 on the road. He's faced San Diego once this year, 18 DraftKings points. He's been very, very rough on the road. That's the part you got to watch out for with Kyle Hendricks, but it is the San Diego Padres, and they can help with a lot of those issues. Striking out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 21% K rate for Hendricks, 40% ground ball rate as well. When you look at San Diego, a 3.75 team total is the fourth lowest on the slate. As lefties hit 295, righties 290, and you have a Padres team with a 300 wOBA and a 168 ISO, which is not great at all. So Hendricks at 88, very good play. Just really weird. His home road splits are very, very drastic this season. The last guy in this 7, 8, 9K range, Jordan Lyles of the Milwaukee Brewers, is $8,200 at the Miami Marlins. Since coming over to the Brew Crew, he's been actually pretty usable, especially at his price point at $8,200. He's been much better in Miller Park, surprisingly, in his six starts at Miller, 2.67 ERA, averaging 19 DK points. On the road, four starts, 4.95 ERA, 10.6 DK points, but he's facing the Miami Marlins. I'll take my gamble on the Miami Marlins because he even had a couple road starts at Pitt, 12.9, at Oakland, 18.3. Give me some Lyles at Miami, a team that strikes out almost 25% of the time versus righties. Lyles is a minus 175 road favorite in this matchup, brings a 24% K rate and 39% ground ball rate. And Miami's got a 3.6 team total. It's the third lowest on the slate. They have a 290 wOBA and a 131 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Jordan Lyles is a very sneaky, nice play here. It's just weird. Him and Hendricks both have those home road splits, but both in phenomenal matchups. So you're going to have to rock and roll with them tonight. So in this 7, 8, 9K range, I got Hendricks 1, Mad Bum 2, Lyles 3. I don't mind this range at all. If you don't want to pay all the way up, you want to get some bats, I don't mind that range at all. The punting options are very, very difficult. When you get into the 6Ks and below, very, very tough. The only couple I'll look at is Merrill Kelly at the New York Mets. The Mets can be streaky at times, good and bad. Merrill's been much better on the at home than on the road. We know this. He dominated them at home, 7 2/3, 6 hits, 1 earned, which is a solo shot in 10Ks. But when you get him on the road, it's a different Merrill Kelly. It's a rough Merrill Kelly. The fastball velo's been up the last two starts. If that's something that continues, we could get a lot of strikeouts in this one. Met striking out 20% of the time versus righties. So something to keep in mind there. The other would be Robert Duggar of the Miami Marlins at 5,500 at home against Milwaukee. Pitcher-friendly ballpark. He's made three starts this year, two on the road. He's gotten shellacked. He's had one at home, which was great, and that was against Cincinnati. So maybe he likes it home. Maybe he doesn't. It's way too small of a sample to tell. But at $5,500, you can take that gamble against a Milwaukee team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So you can try to take that upside at $5,500 if you like. Lefties 374, righties 292 versus Duggar. We know how good Milwaukee's bats can be, but the nice pitching environment for Duggar at 55 if you need to make the change. I got Kelly 1, Duggar 2, but I'd really rather not be down below if I don't need to. Recapping your pitching, DeGrom, Bieber, Nola up top. In the middle range, Hendricks, Bum, Lyles. Down below, Kelly and Duggar. All right, let's talk about the bats on this slate. Don't forget to check out Superdraft, guys. Promo code Bubba gets you started over there. Great multiplier, no salary required. Set up a big football action yesterday. They'll have a nice showdown slate, two-game slate also for you on your Monday night. It's an exclusive multiplier system, a brand new way to play DFS. Draft any player you want with no salary restrictions. Each player is given a value that multiplies their points, giving you the ability to maximize your score with the players you want. There's always tons and tons of overlay over at Superdraft. So highly recommend it. It's in your app store under Superdraft. Use promo code Bubba. We talk about it in the Slack chat all the time. So come join up with us there. The guys are loving it. Catcher's position on this eight-game slate. El Garri released the Kraken against Eduardo at $4,900. Nice GPP there. He's hit five homers over his last 10, averaging 12.6 over his last 10 games. Really, really good stuff there from Gary in a good matchup for Eduardo Rodriguez. Yasmani Grandal at 45. If you're not using Duggar, he does come into play for you this evening. Vic Caratini could be interesting as well against Quantrill, who's been struggling tremendously if that happens. If you don't believe in Merrill Kelly, Wilson Ramos at $3,900 is a very solid look. 30 more points yesterday. He had like a 20-something game hitting streak going. The last few games, he went 0 for a hit, 0 for then 3 hits yesterday. Still swinging such a good bat at $3,900. Really good value with tremendous upside against Merrill Kelly if you're not using Merrill tonight. Another than that, it's like Christian Vasquez versus Paxton at 35 is not bad if you need to go that route. Brian McCann versus Aaron Nolan, a GPP at 33. I'm okay rolling the dice there as well. Otherwise, you just come down to like Martin Maldonado's 3K versus Fires. You're going to get punts. Francisco Cervelli be 27. Elias Diaz or Stallings at 27 versus Bumgarner. Not the biggest fan of that, but it's value. There'll be a bunch of those kind of plays that creep up as lineups get released later. Catcher's a super value plays during September. First base, you got Big Meat Pete. Not bad. Freeman, a good GPP play versus Nola. Nola's a great pitcher. I like Nola a lot tonight. At the same time, you look at Atlanta, and there's going to be some history versus Nola. Not like smashing history like when they face Strasburg, but they've seen him plenty. Anthony Rizzo, $4,800 versus Cal Quantrill. Rizzo's just been in a massive funk. The Cubbies, though, are an interesting play tonight with a team total of 4.25. Lefties, 367. Righties, 236. And Quantrill's been getting beat up his last couple starts. And I'm a Quantrill fan. It just has not been pretty for the boy. Farther down, switch hitting Carlos Santana at 44 is okay versus Patrick Sandoval. Definitely an option there. Eric Thames at only 42 versus Steven Duggar. Not a bad value in that matchup. Luke Voigt's back. He's 4K versus Erod. He hasn't really been swinging it great since his return from the IL. Not even a double-digit game over his last 10. But $4,000 is going a cheap piece of that action. You can definitely check that out. Eric Hosmer at 39 versus Hendricks isn't bad. If you're fading Jordan Lyles, Garrett Cooper at 38. Interesting value as well. Other than that, you know, you'll find a few little birds here. They're like Neil Walker's 34 if you need to get really, really weird. I don't think you need to go there. Sam Travis is 2,900 if he gets the start. But kind of your usual suspects. It's weird, like the really good offenses you want to target have some interesting matchups. You have to make some nice choices tonight. That's why I like this slate. So it's a little different than the norm these days. Second base, you got Ketel Marte, still very expensive versus Jacob DeGrom. We know DeGrom makes up loud contact from time to time, though. So if you need to get different, you can. But like Jeff McNeil at 48 versus Merrill Kelly. We know lefties versus Merrill Kelly is very solid. Good spot there for Jeff McNeil. Jose Altuve at 46 versus Mike Fiers. Altuve averaging 8 over his last 10. The Astros have the highest team total of 5.4. Lefties 313. Righties 341 versus Fiers this season. Really good spot to attack Fiers with the Altuve of the world at 4,600. Ozzy Albies at 45 is interesting. So is Gleyber Torres at 44 in a GPP. Farther down, you slide like Ian Happ at 41. Second base outfield. Good GPP upside. He's only averaging 4 over his last 10. But when he goes big, he goes big. So GPP only with Ian Happ, but very interesting. The play I like, if you want to save some cash, go down to a guy like Robbie Cano at 39, who talked about him on Friday's show. I've written about him a few times. Averaging almost 12 over his last 10. He had 18 last night, 0-3 with a 26, 19, 14, 8, 23. Really swinging a good bat here as he's heating up in September. So Robbie Cano at 39, very nice savings. Really good matchup against Merrill Kelly in that one. Ben Zobrist probably leading off second base outfield at 37 versus Quantrill. He's in play for you tonight. Mauricio Dubon at 3,500 versus Trevor Williams, a guy to take a peek at. Dubon 0, 10, 26 in his last three, 3-0, 19. The kid can rake. He's 3,500 bucks. Not a bad spot, second base or shortstop if you want some savings in that one. Other than that, another one of those to kind of just check your lineup, see what pops up, like a Ty France in a super GPP home run derby type play at 32 could be a guy that stands out for you as well. Third base, you got Bregman at 52. Bregman's just been crushing the baseball lately, averaging almost 12 in his last 10. 7, 16, 21, 9, 17, 16, 9, 12. The dude is just money right now. 5,200 versus Fires. Shortstop, third base eligible. Really, really good play on this slate. You slide on down to a few others here, like Matty Chapman's interesting at 45, but JD Davis, we like the lefties versus Kelly, but JD at 4,400, very nice contrarian play versus Merrill Kelly. Slide on down some farther, Gio Urshela makes lineup at 42, that's some decent value versus Erod for sure. Longo at 4K is not a bad cheapie against Trevor Williams, who really is not that good. But could be a punt tonight if you really get desperate, because it's the Giants after all, and it's in AT&T Park. So Trevor Williams could be a punt. I figure he'll be a popular punt, but he could definitely be a punt pitcher if you need him. Heading over to shortstop, and the way there's value is limited right now until we see lineups. There's not as much as you expect on most of these slates, so you might need to save some cash in the pitching department. Trevor Williams maybe slides into that for you. Shortstop, you got Bregman in a great spot like we talked about. Bogarts, Lindor switch hitting versus Sandoval, I like quite a bit at 5K. The Indians have a 4.9 total. Lefties, 448. Righties, 272. So early reverse splits versus Sandoval. Lindor crushes lefties, so big fan of that one at 5K. Farther down you go, if Javi Baez is back at 47, he could play, but he looks like he's going to be done for a little bit if things are, if the reports are pretty accurate. Didi Gregorius at 41 is interesting, but Gene Segura at 4K versus Folty. The Phillies might be an overlooked one. Segura averaging 8 over his last 10, 17, 3, 17 in his last 3. The Phils, fighting Phils, 4.5 team total. Lefties, 329. Righties, 353 versus Fultonevich. So Gene Segura at 4K, good price point. So it's Amed Rosario at 39 in his matchup. Mauricio Dubon at 35, mentioned him earlier as an option for you. Other than that, like Brandon Crawford's 32, but that's not sexy at all. Just kind of see what pops up from there. Outfield, Christian Yelich, 57, having a big, big season yet again. Really good spot there versus Duggar. Jordan Alvarez and George Springer, both great spots there versus Fires. It's a 5K crowd. They all look good. Got Schwarber, Trout, Marte, Harper, Acuna, all great plays. But it's pretty. This one's, I usually don't stay all top heavy, but Yelich, Alvarez, Springer, those top three are your money plays. Drop below 5K, though. Mookie Betts at only 49 versus Paxton's outstanding. As Betts hit another home run last night. He's averaging 15 over his last 10 games. The dude is crushing baseballs over his last 10 games, hitting 395, 6 homers, 2 doubles, 10 ribeyes, 10 runs scored. $4,900 for Mookie Betts. Very good spot against James Paxton this evening. Nick Castellanos at 48, not bad versus Quantrill either. JD Martinez at 47, really good look versus Paxton as well. Michael Conforto, really good spot versus Kelly. We talked about lefties versus Kelly. Conforto went deep a couple nights ago, has that upside versus lefties. I like that quite a bit. And I also like Corey Dickerson at 48 versus Fultonevich. C-Dick 7-12 in his last two. Really good spot there, returning home to face Fulty. So a couple of good looks for you there. Mentioned J.D. Davis earlier. Brian Reynolds returns to the Bay. It's a lefty-lefty. Oh, no, Reynolds is a switch hitter, isn't he? Yes, he is. So Reynolds, it's Mad Bum, could be an interesting play at 4,400. Not running to him like I usually do, but that's an interesting spot there versus Mad Bum. Kyle Tucker, big boy weekend. He's 4,200 bucks, averaging 9 over his last 10. 22, 7, 8, 19 over his last 4. Getting those everyday at-bats, and it's showing in a big, big way. 4,200 bucks versus Mike Fiers is a great value in a big boy spot. Michael Brantley, 42 as well. So it's two nice pieces of Houston that aren't going to cost you the farm. So Kyle Tucker and Brantley, nice way to get some Houston action in there. Jordan Luplow, Oscar Mercado at 41. Two right-handed bats for Sandoval. Could be some nice value as the Indians should have a nice night against Sandy. Kevin Pillar at 4K, nice value for you. Brian Goodwin at 39 against Bieber. I don't want to target Bieber. That's good value, though. Franmil Reyes versus Sandoval at only 39. Big upside for you there at that price point. don't hate that at all. It's actually really good GPP leverage at $3,900. I like that quite a bit. You got Glow Kane at 37 versus Duggar. Kane struggles, but, you know, hitting towards the top of the order. Really good look for you there. Jason Hayward at 37. Ben Zobrist at 37. So you'll have some options down here. Brandon Nimmo's 36. Always stuff to peek at down here. And we'll get more and more as lineups get released later today. So recapping your pitching up top. DeGrom, Bieber, Nola. In your 7, 8, 9K range. Hendricks, Mad Bum, Lyles. Down below, Merrill Kelly, Duggar, and Trevor Williams could probably sneak in there considering it's the Giants after all. And lefties are what get to him. He's okay versus righties. Not a ton of scary lefties. If Alex Dickerson plays, sure. Yastrzemski's very scary these days, which is crazy to say. Like Belt, Crawford, not really doing it. Steven Vogt, maybe. But could be interesting based on the lineup for Trevor Williams. Your stacks, Houston. Great stack versus Mike Fiers. No hiding that. Yankees, Red Sox should be fun. I prefer the Red Sox versus Paxton to be a little different, but both really good. Cleveland in a great spot. I like the Mets versus Merrill Kelly a lot. And Philly versus Fulte. So lots of ways to go on this slate. I think Philadelphia and the Mets could be some lower-owned action. I think the Yankees, Boston, and Houston will be popular. So Mets and Philly can give you a nice pivot there. And then the Cubs versus Quantrill. Not the greatest ballpark to target guys in, but still a really good spot there if you choose. BVP on this slate, Bryce Harper, 7 for 25, two doubles, two homers off Fulte. Nick Williams, Mikel Franco both taking him deep as well. Josh Donaldson, 6 for 14, a double and two homers off of Nola. Adam Duvall, 5 for 15, two doubles and a homer. Acuna, 5 for 16 with a double. As you're sliding on down, Wilson Ramos, 2 for 3 with a homer off Merrill Kelly. All he does is hit. Just Dongs Martinez, 7 for 15, double, triple, two homers. Mookie Betts, 6 for 21, double and three homers. Holtz 3 for 7, JBJ 5 for 13 with a double. Xander's taking him deep as well, so good stuff there. Luke Voit 4 for 7, two doubles and a homer off Erod. Glaber 4 for 12, a triple and two homers. Yershilla 4 for 11 on the homer. Gary, Edwin, Romine, Gardner have all taken Erod deep. Michael Brantley 12 for 31, two doubles and a homer off Mike Fiers. Gurriel, Bregman, Aledmys Diaz, Reddick have all taken Mike Fiers deep. Marcus Semien, 3 for 5 with a homer off of Greinke. Buster Posey, 4 for 7 with a double off of Williams. Calhoun's taken Bieber deep. But that'll do it. Nice, quick Monday edition of Quick Hits to get you going. 8-game slate. Again, hope you've had a great NFL weekend. Two more games on Monday night tonight. TheQuantEdge.com has you covered over there. Really crushing it in the DFS world, especially for NFL. If not, I'm over there at FantasySportsDegens.com. Lots of great content over the weekend there. The Slack chat always bumping and going there strong. So join us over there if you have any questions. I'm on Twitter at BDintrick. PGA returns this week. Jesse and I will be back tonight previewing the Greenbrier Classic. I'll be back with Batflip Crazy as well, doing a bench with Bubba, and much, much more as the week goes on. But for now, hope everybody has a great Monday, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 9th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.